Who dares to enter the house of
quitters? Never give up.
Give it to me. Janky things all gonna happen. Outside my window, put something up beyond the trees. Still listen to Kevin and Bean and everything that we could stream. And it's put something up outside my window pane.
To eyeball.
What to do, everyone? It's episode 39. I'm here with Lindsay, Jen, and Snapper Rooney. This week was the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Kevin Stockdale. But we just want to take a moment to thank him and wish him a happy birthday. Because let's face it, we wouldn't have a show without him, right?
Yeah, we couldn't do this without the archive, that's for sure. Thank you, Stockdale. What a resource.
Stockdale?
Well, we could do it, but it'd be something like, remember that time Kevin played that, read that story, and then had a sickle, and then there was like a neighbor. And...
Well, I feel like we wouldn't even have remembered a lot of the stuff without having his thing as a resource. I personally would not have been able to do this podcast or be a big fan, because essentially that kind of stuff that you can relive and really enjoy wouldn't even be available, you know, in the podcast form. And the podcast is down, right? Like, their official podcast is not really publicly available anymore.
Yeah, some of the later ones are still around, floating around. But to do what we do to try to look stuff up, we could never do it without the archive.
Yeah.
For this year, being on their podcast, they did like a whole minute of just Kevin-centric clips. So I did my version of that.
Bravo! Bravo!
So, Kevin, I hear you collect amusing postcards.
I do not think you're funny, Senor Kevin.
Hello, Kevin, let's go.
All right, Maestro, hit it!
Are we prepared to let the Kevins of the world decide anything for us? Anything at all?
It's not about Kevin, it's about jellyfish.
Kevin is lazy, folks. He doesn't want to do anything.
What's the game plan, Kevin?
I say that I hate Kevin, and I hate everybody named Kevin.
Hey, look, everybody! Kevin's back!
Kevin! We love you, Kevin! Kevin's me!
How do you know Kevin again?
Soccer.
Church.
Desert Storm.
So Allie, well, okay, so Bean played a minute of Kevin, and Allie got excited about the clip that she got on, because she sent that clip to Bean.
Please enjoy 1 minute of Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, want to talk about your situation?
Kevin! What happened, man?
You did it, Kevin.
God damn it, Kevin.
Do your job, Kevin. Do your freaking job.
You're a murderer, Kevin.
Kevin's been extremely sketchy right now.
Kevin. Not for nothing, but being your friend is like having a goddamn colonoscopy.
Whoa, Kevin, no.
Kevin, where are you, Kevin?
Kevin's crazy.
I thought I could trust you with this special job, Kevin.
Kevin,
that sack of wet turds. I hate Kevin.
Give it up for Kevin, ladies and gentlemen.
Not now, Kevin.
Kevin got me quite horny this morning.
Kevin, here's the thing. We know you did it.
Kev.
Kevin, what about Kevin?
Kevin, to me, is my brother in faith.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Come on, kid dog, get some.
And meanwhile, where's Kevin? Oh, guess what? He's dead.
You don't find him attractive?
Kevin? God, no.
So, I could listen to that all day. Yeah. Dean, if you're out there listening, put every Kevin clip you ever got as a bonus episode. I'll upgrade to the stalker level if you do that. It'll be like a 4-hour episode, I understand, but still. Allie sent the one from This Is Us, right?
Yeah, Allie sent this one.
And meanwhile, where's Kevin? Oh, guess what? He's dead.
And I love that Allie was really excited.
Bean! And I have so many more. That was so good. I am thrilled that an actual clip that I sent you made it.
Oh, which one?
The one, where's Kevin? He's dead. Yes. That was from This Is Us, and I couldn't wait.
That's my favorite.
To send it to you. And it literally made me laugh out loud watching it. And it's such a heartbreaking part of the show where nobody noticed that this kid Kevin was possibly drowning in a pool. And I couldn't wait to send it to you.
Funny thing about that is my wife loves that show, This Is Us. I've never watched an episode. I'm kind of like Omar. Remember, he hated that show, and he used to bring in clips and rail on it. And yeah. So she was very happy. I told her, hey, they played a clip from This Is Us. So for once, she was happy about a clip that got on, and it wasn't even my clip.
And of course, while wishing Kevin a happy birthday, Bean had to kind of spoil things just a bit.
Happy birthday, Kevin Stockdale.
I'm happy to do it because he's such an incredible resource for so many people in the Kevin and Bean universe. Yes. I can't believe how many people there are who continue to listen to shows from 15, 20 years ago that are still waking Absolutely. Up and listening to Kevin and Bean. Bad news, guys. We're not on anymore. But
Don't Laura Foster Franks it. They
okay,
don't
sorry.
Know
spoiler
yet.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Yes, Bean. We still listen to the show. We should do the podcast roundup.
Nailed it.
Ow, 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 ow. You get it, Edwin. You want her to promote your podcast. We got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue
Janky podcast.
Roundup. He's that guy with the tube in his eye. He's Bean Baxter.
Tube.
I will start with cup of tea in a chat. Bean finds out that they don't celebrate Halloween in the UK like they do in the US. There's not a lot of spooky decorations. There's no Charlie Brown Halloween specials. With the way that they do trick-or-treating is what's especially troubling for him.
Can I expect trick-or-treaters this year? And of course, I don't know if you know my policy with trick-or-treaters is I want the kids to come to my house because I it's so joyous for me to not answer the door and to see them leave disappointed, right? So that's my thing. But I want to make sure kids are coming. And he said they don't really go trick-or-treating, but if you want to attract a trick-or-treater or two, you need to put a pumpkin on your porch. If you don't, they won't go to your – they do not knock on any doors that don't have a pumpkin. Apparently, that's the rule here. So it doesn't sound like there's going to be much celebration going on at all here in the UK, which does kind of make me sad.
So Bean is sad that he can't disappoint children.
That is a good system, though. Put a pumpkin in front of your door. If you see that, that's where you trick-or-treat.
I think the UK is just playing a joke on him, and they're just not celebrating just to hide from him.
Well, and isn't the rule here that you have to have your porch or patio lights on? If they're off, then you skip that house?
Usually, but I turn mine off. I'm kind of like that, too, and there's always knocks at our door. We just ignore them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The rule when I grew up is if you don't give candy, you get something broken on your house. But
yeah, that's the rule I heard.
That's the trick in trick-or-treating. So Edwin brought a clip from Cup of Tea about a name change, and I'm not really sure what it is.
But Kanye West has officially changed his name, Bean. We've talked about you changing your name to George Bailey. I mean, sure. Kanye did it. It seemed pretty easy. The petition was filed on August 24th with the musician citing personal reasons for the change. No further explanation.
I don't get changing your name from Kanye to Ye, but whatever.
Or Ye? We don't know.
Or ye, right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why go through all the trouble to legally change your name? Because you know in 6 months he's going to be like, now I want to be called Triton or whatever. Awesome. I don't know why that was exactly.
What if it is Triton? What if you're psychic? Here's another thing. You think about Prince and, he was a symbol for a while. Then Snoop was Snoop Lion. Just cut it out.
Right.
Stop it.
Okay.
Thank you. Glad I got that out of my system.
Well, the one reason I brought that in is because Mr. Bad Example is back. Kanye changed his name to Triton. So Bean's back on the roll. And the second thing is I can't stand people. I'm like Ellie. I can't stand people that keep changing their names all the time. Said Edwin, Buckshot, Snapperoonie, El Chumbo, Miller.
Speaking of yay or ye, we're going to go over to the Kardashians. Allie talks about Travis Barker getting married to one of the Kardashians.
I was like, oh, okay, that's great. Oh, that's wonderful. Then I saw the headline, Kris Jenner negotiating to have this all shown on their new Hulu show. What? I thought we got rid of the Kardashians. They have a Hulu show coming out.
I didn't know that either. I thought that was
done. It ruined my day. It ruined my day.
Yep, new Kardashian show. She also goes on to talk about how they had a lot of PDA and how they feel bad for Travis Barker being drug into the reality show.
And I thought their relationship was kind of nice. I won't say they kept things to themselves, because every time I saw anything, I was like, oh, there they are humping each other on a beach. Oh, there they are humping on a couch. There they like to be pretty public about their affection with each other, which do what you got to do. But if Travis is now going to get roped into a Hulu show with the Kardashians, come on, man.
I know Travis is an easygoing guy, and I'm sure he'd do anything to please his lady. He just doesn't seem to me like someone who would need or want to be on reality TV.
Right.
He really doesn't. But I just want him to be happy. That's all.
Yeah.
Now, I know everybody loves Travis Barker, but he's done this all before, right?
I was going to say, he was on a reality show with Shayna Mokler, wasn't he?
And they had a whole bunch of like PDA. It's all the same thing, only just now with the Kardashians. So
just changing up the wife.
All right, going over to TV chat, Bean watched Squid Game.
We started Squid Game, Allie. Now, I know that I said that I was never going to watch Squid Game. Please stop telling me about Squid Game. I don't want to hear about Squid Game. But when it came right down to it, I could not resist the hype. I said, you know what? 130 million people can't be wrong, or whatever the number is that have seen it already. It's real good. It's real.
Okay.
I recommend it, and I think you'll enjoy it as well.
Hooked.
Hooked. We're six episodes in already, Allie. And
I'll say,
I know,
you're hooked.
I did more than sample. We're six episodes in.
Okay, I'm not really sure if there are really any spoilers, so I paused it right there. I stopped it right there.
You can keep going, but I'm going to take my headphones off because
And it makes sense to me. I know we talked about it just a little bit before. He likes like childish things like trick or treating, but no kids. That's in Squid Games. One of the main characters is an old. And, of course, death. Bean loves death.
Bean loves death, oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
Anybody else watch it? That was such a really good show.
I haven't seen it, though.
Halfway into episode one. But I plan to watch it. I'm just so behind on all the other shows that I like that I have limited brain power to dedicate.
After I binge watch Ted Lasso, I'll hit Squid Games.
All right. Speaking of death, Bean went on a murder spree.
Occasionally, actors do get to a point. Jack Nicholson is a perfect example, by the way, of a guy who just evaporated, just vanished, just said, I'm done acting. I'm retired. You never, ever see or hear about Jack Nicholson anymore. I don't even know. I don't even think he goes to Lakers games anymore, does he? He's like completely out of the public eye. But Robert Duvall was the other one I've always mentioned, is a guy who just got to a certain age. He's one of the best actors of all time. Yeah. Just said, I'm done. Gene Hackman, another one. I think they're both Oscar winners. And they just, like Michael Caine, they go, well, I'm not getting the roles I want, and I'm old, and I deserve it, and I'm going to retire. Meanwhile, Harrison Ford is out there at 81, still being Indiana Jones. So
rest in peace, Jack Nicholson, Robert Duvall, Gene Hackman, Michael Caine, and Harrison Ford.
Those poor guys.
Six people in under 30 seconds. That's got to be a record. He also mentioned the Queen and Noodles a Pug this week, so rest in peace, the Queen and Noodles a Pug.
Oh, yeah, the Queen. He's tempting fate on that one.
Right?
He mentioned how old she is. He mentioned her name on the podcast.
Allie was on Kevin and Sluggo. Kevin owed her an apology because she had, I don't know if you guys remember, she had this gallon water bottle that had motivational sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin got one. Kevin has been told that he doesn't drink enough water.
Did you obey your own water bottle?
Well, yeah, because if I didn't, I wouldn't get to noon. And noon was what, Kevin?
Noon is, there's no noon. Mine has 1 p.m. keep it up. So I have 11 a.m. hydrate yourself and 1 p.m. keep it up.
I'm sorry. Did you just say mine has?
Yes, I got one.
I'm looking at it literally right now. It's in the studio and I might have to leave.
Oh,
so when I walked in with it, Sluggo said, is that vodka?
I thought it was vodka. I'm like, yeah, now we're going to have a show.
Wow, that's awesome.
I got something on this from the old days.
Allie just got a giant silo to hold her water in that has inspirational messages on it.
Sure.
She can barely lift it. She can barely lift it. It's true.
You guys think you have it bad with Allie and all the water she drinks?
a lady at my work, she got two of those jugs. Plus, she made this wire shelf to hold them because they're so heavy. So I went up to her and I said, hey, I like your jugs. Nice rack. And I get in trouble. Thanks, Allie.
Just tried to compliment a coworker.
I mean,
that's
I
all.
Respect
that was
it.
Well delivered.
I respect it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bravo. Well done, Eddie. Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
Bean even played that the next day on the opening montage. So that was a double dip. I was very proud of that.
Very good.
Yay!
On that note, Allie, as a professional, had this advice for Kevin.
May I recommend, just as kind of a pro,
yes.
The fact that you are starting with the smaller one is smart. I mean, it's like butt stuff. You don't go right for, you know, the big one, right?
Sure, you have to ease small. Into that.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to ease mm-hmm. into it, and mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you.
Because you think I'm going to graduate from this size to go bigger?
I think I might throw up, you guys.
No, we're talking about water now, not butt stuff.
Well, I was in for a minute, but
nope,
now.
Sorry. We moved right back to water, and we didn't give you a heads up.
Yeah, so that goes right along with Edwin's nice jugs and nice rack. And Sluggo had this observation, something that we've also noticed.
These are now, like, my Crocs. This is what
it
you
is your
have.
Yes, agreed.
This is amazing.
After I made fun of you for years for having this,
you guys
I
are slowly morphing into each other. Hey, I don't mind that. Allie, you want to come down and hang out with me every day? That sounds kind of nice,
not?
Actually. Yeah.
I can lose my key card, show up late. Yeah.
How dare you?
That's right. Slowly morphing into each other. On the Ralph Report, Ralph hates John Wick.
Yeah. I've never seen a John Wick film.
Really? I thought you would probably like him.
Probably. I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan.
It's a lot of action, a lot of violence.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty
but a
good.
Lot of Keanu Reeves, though, too, right?
It's not like so much Keanu Reeves. I mean, he's there.
Isn't he angry because his dog? He got his dog killed
or
something?
Yeah, but you'd be rooting for him the whole movie.
Would I?
You saw what they did to the dog.
Oh, that's...
And the guys he goes after. That's a shame. Like, fuck all that.
Yeah.
Yep. Too much Keanu. Same thing. I don't like John Wick.
Really? You saw the first one and didn't like it?
I saw the first one. It's pretty cool with the action, but it's too much Keanu. And then the second one, you're just like, okay, how many times can I see someone shoot someone in the head and then go, whoa? I don't know.
Well, it's the kind of movie that Keanu is good in, you know, where it doesn't matter if you're a terrible actor. You know, it's just an action movie. It's like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Ralph hasn't seen it. Has he seen it or not?
He hasn't seen it.
Ralph, you need to watch it. It's good.
And then the third one, I think, has Halle Berry, and then she's got her dogs.
I didn't even know they had a third one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I stopped it halfway through two because I was like, okay, he's just going to shoot a bunch of people again.
Yeah, just watch one, you guys. That's all you need.
And then on the Ralph Report, they talk about New Friends Day.
National New Friends Day.
Oh.
On this day, go out and make some new friends. It's crazy how friendship making drops off the older you get.
Oh yeah, you really sort of whittle down your
I can't
people.
Remember the last time I made a new friend.
Probably you
And all my longtime good friends have moved to other places.
Sorry.
And I never see them, and I just sit here in my house.
Yeah, it's weird. You get old, when you're younger, it's a constant.
So many friends.
It's just a rotating cast of friends that comes in and out of your life. And now it's just you're lucky to talk to two different people in a week.
I just have no one. So, National Make New Friends Day. Just not going to happen.
It's not possible for you.
You know, National New Friends
Day. That was an interesting point, because it is older people like moi. You don't make new friends very easily. Let's go around the room. Well, look, you guys are all new friends, you know, from the podcast.
Yeah.
So I've made three new friends. So let's go around the room. Is it more difficult to make friends as you get older? Let's go down from old me. Yes, it is. Christopher, you're next.
I was not very sociable. So, no, I guess.
Oh, it's the same.
I was not very sociable when I was young. As I'm not very sociable.
Okay, fair enough.
As I am now. I'm a very quiet guy.
I'm pretty much the same way. I don't really like people for the most part, but I've made a ton of new friends with the Kevin and Bean Social Club and Cup of Tea. I find that at this age, I'm meeting people that I want to know, whereas just because you work together or something else, the people that have the same sense of humor and interests and stuff like that.
my mother always used to tell me that if you want to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And the amount of effort that it takes to even be a friend to your closest of friends is very, like, it's very tough. So I'm not very good at it. Long story short, like, no, not really. I'm pretty antisocial.
Well, I did make a new friend at California Extreme. So, because we had something in common, old timey video games. So I'm going to look him up and we're going to hang out. So you can still do it even on your dotage, kids.
Well,
personal message from your old uncle Edwin.
Yeah, that's the other thing is I have like the resting bitch face of all resting bitch faces. So I don't like if I'm just out and about, like I've noticed this about the difference between my parents and I'm not the type of person that people are going to be like, oh, she really wants to like strike up a conversation. I'm always scowling because I'm concentrating. So that's the other thing.
I just don't like people talking to me. At work on the
that's
train.
That's why you started
like,
the podcast.
Yeah, this is very off brand for me. All right. Thursday's show was a sake bombed Ralph show, so it was very funny, and so I recommend listening to it. But on this show, the show saver needed saving.
Blah, 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 blah. You all right?
Yeah, the water went down the wrong tube.
I'm the one drinking the cough inducing liquids.
Right, but sometimes you swallow and it goes the wrong way.
That's why water's no goddamn good.
Oh, my God.
Stay away from it. It's dangerous.
That is dangerous. I almost died from
it. I'm never in danger.
I never drink water.
Never drink water. I'm fine.
I'm fine now.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay, carry on.
I thought you were going down.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, don't follow it up with more water. That's the
only way to cure it, man. All right. Now my eyes are watering. My nose is running.
Did you just do a line?
I think I might have.
Can you just do a line of
blow? It is a sake show.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
A sake show.
This next clip is from Sex U, and so I got to play this.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
And this.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
And so on Sex U, they talked about sex horror stories.
I have to warn you, some of this is clearly inappropriate for young viewers. Please ask your children to leave the room.
And so on Sex U, they talked about sex horror.
Viewer discretion advised.
Okay. Sex U, they had sex horror stories.
The following program contains mature content.
All right. Sex horror stories. And, well, I won't play all of them, but I will play one that is really bad.
This gentleman writes, I was out on the town and managed to pull this hot girl. I resent that phrase, but we'll continue on.
I hate him already.
We went back to her place and started going at it. I was going down on her.
The following program contains mature content.
What? I hope there's a penis.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, there's not. What? What's worse?
So much worse.
What? What?
I was going down on her.
Oh, no.
I felt something tapping.
Tapping?
Tapping on my chin. It kept happening, so I looked down and saw a tapeworm sticking
oh my God!
Sticking out of her ass.
Viewer discretion advised.
Sticking out of her ass.
Fucking A, man. I'll take the dick. Oh my God. Oh, that's fucking awful.
Ugh. I just noped the fuck out of there without even telling her.
Well, no, you gotta tell her. She doesn't know.
I still think about that poor girl, wondering if she ever found out about her little issue.
Maybe she just has a tail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's all. You have to tell her.
You have to tell her, right?
That's a health issue.
Right?
Come on, man. Ugh. I mean, I would have thrown up and left. I would have yelled it as I was running out the door, but I wouldn't have.
All right, let's cleanse the palate with some Go-Go's.
Yeah.
And lastly, guitarist Charlotte Caffey of the Go-Go's. A lot of Go-Go's talk this week.
Yeah.
She is.
I'm just agreeing with you. Yes, grumpy. There was lots of Go-Go's talk.
Yeah.
So much Go-Go's.
Go-Go's
talk.
Are great, by the way, motherfucker.
I agree.
They're great, and I'm so glad they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall.
So much
of fame.
Go-Go's talk.
A lot of Go-Go's talk, and all well earned. Charlotte Caffey, guitarist of the band, is 68 years old today.
I could just imagine if Edwin was in the Go-Go's, he'd be getting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, totally. I would be the one that played the tambourine.
All right, Janky Town, episode 62. I feel kind of affronted by this episode because they started it like this.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Shakytown.
Nice.
Shaky things are gonna happen. This is the jankiest podcast. Shakytown. Outside my window. Shakytown. Behind the tree. I wish the people could see that this podcast is so janky, and it's Shakytown. Outside your window pane.
Shakytown podcast with DJ Omar Khan, Dave, and Beer Mug. People who shouldn't even have a podcast, but they decided to talk to guys who give CPR and make people jizz. They also talk about their personal lives, but who really gives a fuck? And can you believe that we're still ripping this bit off Kevin and Bean that they did years ago? And Dave, the Clippers suck. Shakytown, outside my window.
So yes, a personal attack on us for our theme song.
So you feel attacked by the people that we steal content from all the time for them stealing content from us, allegedly?
Allegedly. Actually, he said he worked on that a while back, but it seems too current for me. But
coincidence? I think not.
But he says, can he still believe we're still stealing this from that old show? Which I feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except he did all the originals that he's stealing from.
Yeah. He's stealing from himself.
The Steelception.
Okay, Omar took the kids to the pumpkin patch, and I am very surprised that as a dad, he does not know how the pumpkin patch works.
I have been to the pumpkin patch before, but I've never really been in charge of the transactions with the tokens and buying them and really kind of knowing how much everything costs. I was just kind of always go with the flow, you know? I was part of the family.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like,
I was not in charge of handing over the money to the guy who gives the tokens, and I never knew how much it cost and what the value of what you were actually getting for what you paid was.
Forgive me, because I haven't been to a pumpkin patch. I don't have kids.
Okay.
So when I hear pumpkin patch, I think it's just pumpkins, and you go and pick one out, and you take
Dave,
it home, and you carve it, and it's a jack-o'-lantern. Ta-da.
Are you kidding
That's not
me?
A pumpkin patch?
No.
Yeah, so... Dave wasn't sure what a pumpkin patch was. It's basically a carnival. And Omar didn't know how much everything cost. It's like 3 tickets a ride. It's pretty expensive.
So how much does it cost to buy a pumpkin?
Oh, they're too expensive there. You get them at like Costco or Ralph's or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, Omar said he went to the pumpkin patch, didn't buy a pumpkin because they're too expensive there.
I would say the small ones are about like $8 and like the bigger ones are like 12 or something. I think I've bought like little ones for the kids before, like little tiny ones, because they were like $5. Okay, I've been delaying it as long as I can, so now without further ado, I must go into probably the single most greatest event of our podcast and of any podcast and of the podcast roundup. This is something we've long waited for, and it's basically Dotu has a podcast now, and I get to review it. Yay!
Dotu, like the sequel?
Dotu.
Dotu, okay. Electric Boogaloo.
If you listen to the podcast, that's how he introduces himself. Yeah, we've been saying his name wrong for the longest time. And he gives us a little bit of what to expect in his podcast. Real quick before I play this, special thanks to Dr. Rachel for sending us over the link and information for Dotu's podcast.
What I like to talk about is it's that what's going on around the world and also what services that people need. I believe that everybody needs basic income, no, basic service to survive, universal health care for every single Americans, and also universal basic income where everybody gets at least $1,000 or $2,000 for free, but from the government, with no strings attached. Sorry about that.
So yes, this podcast is going to get deep. So of course, his first podcast after that, his follow-up was about buffets in Vegas.
The buffet I like is the Monte Carlos, but unfortunately, they no longer exist. It disappeared because Monte Carlos had been bought up by the MGM Grand. What I like about the Monte Carlos buffet is that it's more of a Spanish style, Spain style. And what I like about it is the flan. And I also like the chocolate croissant. When I eat at the Monte Carlos, I feel like I'm in Spain because it's more of a Spanish style. So, yeah.
So, yes, a lot of reviews of Vegas buffets, and some of them that aren't in business anymore. So it was brilliant. Nancy, you don't seem convinced.
Yeah, he mentioned like 3 casinos that are closed.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is great.
He started listening to them. They started sounding pretty good. And then he's like, and they're closed.
I thought without Kevin and Bean, there's no way Doe could be listenable. But I enjoyed the whole thing. I'll be listening.
With hot takes like I need healthcare and money, what more could we ask for? But also, as someone who records from my car, did he record that second part from his car?
Yeah, that whole episode, it did sound like Lindsay in her car.
Yeah, that whole episode did not, that sound like Lindsay in her trunk. That did not sound like a very clean
Lindsay
episode.
In her car with a top down, yeah.
But, you know, the first couple of podcasts are always a little rough, you know. He's getting his legs, but I'm excited, very excited to see it. And that's the podcast roundup.
Now we can go to the week that was.
Share your screen.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Oh, it can't be.
Our feature presentation.
The week that was 2012.
Is John in or what?
I went back in time.
I don't mind.
Okay, we got the back in, or we've got the week that was. This is October 18 to 22, 2010. Let's start off with a death. I don't think Ralph mentioned it on the Ralph Report because this was Barbara Billingsley and she died in 2010, but on a Saturday. So I don't think it would have come up on the Ralph Report. Barbara Billingsley, she was the mom on Leave It to Beaver. So I kind of did a deep dive into her. We've all heard the rumor that the dirtiest clip in television history was Barbara Billingsley saying, "Ward, you were really rough on the beaver last night." Well, it turns out that never happened. It's kind of one of those Mandela effects. Here's one thing that she did say.
"Gonna be awfully rough on the beaver, I'm afraid."
So close, but no cigar. And then Barbara Billingsley is known because she was an airplane. She was the lady that spoke jive.
"Oh, stewardess, I speak jive."
"Oh, good."
So interesting person. They even rebooted Leave It to Beaver. I think it was in the 90s, the new Leave It to Beaver or something on the Disney Channel. And the main reason I brought up Barbara Billingsley is because I'll use any excuse to play a clip from Airplane.
"Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines."
Me too. Back to the Future keeps coming up on the show in 2010. They had the 25th anniversary. The Blu-ray came out. And since Ralph was talking about it, there was a guy that he had a replica of the DeLorean that was in the movie, and he brought it down to K-Rock. Now, of course, Kevin is not interested in anything that's more than a week old, and he kind of mocked Ralph for wanting to ride in the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Come on, am I alone?
Yes, you are alone. You.
"When it comes into the parking lot at the show today, I don't want you near it. I want you looking at it. I want you thinking. I want it coming out of your mouth. I don't want it."
"Done.
You keep the DeLorean out
of
your mouth.
I'm going to run into it with my car. What do you think of that?"
"No, you won't.
I'm going to ram it.
I'll go back in the future before you were going to get there, and then I'll be behind you. You won't even know how it happened. You'd be like Biff. Hello, McFly. You'll be a big dumbhead, and then you'll end up in a truck full of poop."
Dude, I hope you take the Back to the Future mobile out and you run over Eric Stoltz at a crosswalk and kill him. Just to add to his misery this week.
Jesus.
Wow.
What's happening?
Wow.
Can we talk about anything from this decade?
Yeah. You're a douchebag.
All right.
Right here, right now.
That is as current as this second.
Could never be more current. That is fresh as today's headlines. Right now, that's happening. That is for real.
So not only did the Back to the Future mobile, as Bean called it, come to K-Rock, that week was also the birthday of Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc Brown. So I always love it when Ralph was able to break out his Doc Brown impression.
Christopher Lloyd is 72 years old today. He, of course, Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Here's one of my favorite scenes ever from the, I think it was the second Back to the Future scene from that movie that I love so much.
"Marty, we have to go back in time before Kevin was born because he's a douchebag."
Yeah.
That's a killer Doc Brown impression. Now, they mentioned Mike Ditka. He was the football coach of the Chicago Bears, famous 85 team, one of the best ever. And very funny incident with Mike Ditka and the sports guy Money.
"Money, you want to say goodbye to him?"
"Thank you so much for everything, Coach. I really appreciate it. You've given me a wonderful life."
"He's gone.
Darn.
He's
gone.
He hung up."
"That's so funny."
"He didn't hang up on me. He hung up on you guys. You ruined my moment."
"Hey, he got his plug in.
I really wanted you to have that moment with him."
"Which makes it even better."
He's a better guy than we thought.
Poor Mudding. That's like his idol, Chicago fan, and Mike Ditka just totally hung up on him. Gave him the old Kevin, as we like to call it. Still, a big deal in 2010 was Chacarón.
Oh, Chacarón, Chacarón, Chacarón. Incoherent things are gonna happen. It's as if Kevin recorded his own song. It's out on the window. Beyond the trees, we think you can see.
That's a good imitation of that song, by the way. And also that week, Omar Khan, he put his Wheels of Steel to work, did some mashups, because people kept calling in to Kevin and Bean and saying, hey, that song sounds like this song or this song. So Omar put a clip or put some mashups together, which really sounded like the Chacarón song. So let's see what we think.
DJ Omar Khan.
It does sound a lot like Milkshake, you're right.
And then some listeners said, what about the Spice Girls?
DJ Omar Khan.
Yes, it does. And then people said, what about with that, without me, Eminem?
DJ Omar Khan.
Those are all great. And
it
then
does sound like it, yeah.
Bean, DJ Omar Khan came up with a mashup.
I'm going to pause because you'll never guess the last one in the order here. So let's go back.
Bean, DJ Omar Khan came up with a mashup that I believe you will give him a bonus for.
Okay.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them. Halloween version of Chacarón.
DJ Omar Khan.
Awesome.
Those all fit, didn't they?
Yeah, they fit perfectly.
Yeah, it does. So we could probably mash it up with just about any song there is.
I had a Chacarón story where I was on a Greyhound bus and the person's text tone was Chacarón, and it was like a long ass portion of Chacarón, and it went off 5 or 6 times before I very loudly said, that doesn't get annoying at all, does it, to my boyfriend, and then he silenced his phone.
The weird thing was, it was like 4 years old when Kevin and Bean found out about it. So everyone else heard about it, and then it came into their orbit. And of course, from then on, it became a joke for Kevin and Bean. We were talking about our good pal Stockdale. Whenever it was his birthday, he would send in a list of clips that he wanted played for the opening. So on his birthday, this is what they played.
Too much information, man.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Is that, so he doesn't, are you a regular Duck fan? You watch all the time, him?
No, really. I'm going to get high tonight, though. I'm going to get very high tonight. I'm going to get so f***ed up tonight. I'm like, mother f***ing back.
Who's the best elite coach in the world? You. Yeah, it's good enough.
The wild women, the ripping and the tearing.
I'm pretty good with the penises.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Way funnier if you offer up the first name.
And now,
this scoop delicious, that's CoupDeliCious. By the way, they call me Coop Delicious because I'm so delicious in your mouth.
Our feature presentation.
It's funny, Kevin was a little bit confused after they played that opening. He's like, you know, where the hell did that come from? Especially the DJ Coop, or Coop Delicious, I mean. They're like, oh, that's a Stockdale, and he requested these clips. So that's it for the week that was in 2010. Back to you, Steve.
All right, so now the clip that needs the introduction with Jen.
You guys know the name Don LaFontaine? Don LaFontaine. You heard of him?
I have, yes, only because he has the voice of God.
Yeah.
He sure does. This is the guy who does, well, we'll have an example for you in a moment. He has been, for more than 40 years, the premier voiceover guy in Hollywood, and especially in the movies. He's recorded nearly 5,000 movie trailers
And listen to this, 350,000 commercials, it says here.
Oh.
Now, how is it possible, even if you're working all the damn time, to record over 300,000 commercials?
Well, apparently he does them all.
This is a dude who we've heard about that takes a limo from place to place, and they drop him off. He walks in, does one take, gets back in the limo, heads someplace else, does like 500 in a day.
Wow.
Well, he is—he's unbelievable. I mean, the guy is a Hollywood legend. Unfortunately, he's hit a rough patch right now. He's got a blood clot in his lung, and he's in the hospital right now, so he's unable to work. Do you have a little piece of Mr. LaFontaine's work?
In a world, my world.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Shrek.
Wow.
Minority Report, Friday the 13th. Dodgeball, a true underdog story. A hero in black. The adventure you've been waiting for.
That's the guy.
Welcome to my world.
Come on.
Wow.
Dear God.
No kidding. So he's down for a bit, and obviously we wish him a speedy recovery, but everybody's scrambling right now because, you know, movies continue to come out and you don't have Don to do your trailers. So apparently there are other people out there now who are getting the call or at least making the attempt to try to take over for Mr. LaFontaine.
Oh, they're going to pick up the slack while he's in the hospital?
Somebody has to.
Yeah, they still got to do him, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've been looking into this story since Ralph first reported about the illness a few days ago, and we have been able to get a hold of some of the tapes of some of the people that are applying for this work.
Oh. First one.
Okay.
Our own governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, in a world where people, it's hot. And, yeah, it's incredible in this world where this guy does the thing with a hydrogen car. It's incredible.
Okay, cut.
Right. He may not be the best choice, perhaps, for this line of work.
William Shatner?
Oh.
Maybe he could pick up some of the slack.
In a world where one man must rise above other men do battle.
Mr. Shatner?
Crime.
We only have 1 minute for this trailer.
What?
We go see that.
Apparently he's not going to make it. Our own K-Rock's Bean.
Oh.
Oh.
Has made an audition tape.
Really? I didn't even know that. Okay.
Pick up some of the slack.
In a world, when one man, why is the world round? Why do planets have to be that shape? Why isn't Pluto a planet?
Okay, cut.
I wondered why they didn't call me back.
Apparently, you're not going to get much of the work. However, Bob Dylan, I believe...
Oh, here we go.
Might.
In a world, invented and rise above the crime. It's in this world.
Okay, cut. I don't understand what you're saying. Cut.
Yeah. Cut. I don't know which movie he was doing either.
I don't either.
There was a famous voice actor named Paul Frees. You know him. He was in Rocky and Bullwinkle. He was Boris Badenoff. And he did the same thing. He would jump in a limo. He would just drive all over town, do quick voiceover sessions, made a fortune. Very famous voice.
And now they don't even have to do that. They just record at home and call it a day. Next clip.
We were just talking about Babylon AD and how it was the second movie this weekend.
Yeah, came in number two.
And Vin Diesel is in it. And I got to tell you, I really don't have any idea what this movie's about. I know that there's people and there's somebody that they got to smuggle and she's sick and if she's going to save the world and he's her bodyguard. I don't have any idea. So we thought we would bring in Vin Diesel to the program. Good morning, Vin.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Congratulations on your second place finish.
Yeah
it's not a surprise that Babylon AD is a smash hit, considering it's one of the greatest films ever made.
Well,
one of the greatest films ever made.
Yeah, smash. Obviously people are responding to it because it's an amazing film.
It made like $9 million.
That's right. That's right.
Not really.
They were the big boys.
That's not up with any big boys.
It's a matter of time before we pass in the Dark Knight.
You think you're on your way to $500 million?
Easily. one of the greatest movies ever made.
What is this about? I'm sorry, but I just haven't been able to zero in on it.
It's a tale in the Shakespearean style, really, is what it is.
Oh, really?
Shakespearean style.
Yes, it's a grand epic about man's inhumanity to man. It's very much like Hamlet. When he had to face Polonius. when he saw the ghost of his father.
I don't think it's anything like that. Isn't it about some dude named Taroop who has to help some chick
Turop.
Named...
Turop, first of all.
Who has to help Aurora?
That's right.
But why?
And when I say Aurora, you can obviously think Antigone.
I don't think so.
It's very much like The Merchant of Venice. And I am like a modern-day Shylock.
I must go forward.
Listen, I know a little bit more about Shakespeare than you do, okay?
Why is there music playing behind you?
Because I'm in my study. I'm in my library.
You have a study?
Where I work the classics. Where I read the classics over and over again so I can instill all my performances with classical themes and behaviors, much like Babylon AD.
How did you work that into Babylon AD?
Well, in Babylon AD, I'm a mercenary,
right?
Who lives in the future?
Sure.
Okay. Who has to take Aurora once again, i.e., Antigone, who has a deadly virus inside of her that's going to kill all mankind.
Okay.
I have to take her in a submarine through the Bering Strait.
Why? Why don't you just kill her?
Because we have to go to New York from Kazakhstan.
But why don't you kill her if she has?
Yeah.
Because something important,
a disease that's going
to happen,
destroy all mankind.
Much like in Love's Labor's Lost by William Shakespeare.
Nothing like that.
Where someone has to recognize that all's well that ends well.
So you have to take her in a submarine.
Well, we make a trek across the world.
Okay.
In order to get her to New York City so that all of mankind has to be saved. And my character, a man who previously only thought about himself,
sure,
now has to consider the bigger ramifications.
Oh, did you learn a very valuable lesson?
Much like the two gentlemen of Verona have to when they make up their mind to save the world from a deadly virus. Just like Macbeth did when he had to make the decision whether to kill the king or to save the world from a deadly virus in the future.
There was no virus in those stories.
Maybe you should reread Macbeth because there absolutely is a deadly virus in that.
I don't remember
out,
that.
Out, deadly virus.
Vin, I don't think
you... Famous line from Macbeth.
Is that the line?
Yes. Is this a deadly virus I see before me? The handle towards my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still, deadly virus.
Hey,
I will save the world from the deadly virus. So saith Julius Caesar. Hey. Right, Romeo? You got that, Juliet. It's all right there in the papers. Look it up.
Hey, Vin.
Kind of confusing.
Yeah.
I don't think Babylon 80 is anything like Shakespeare.
It's a lot like Shakespeare, first of all. And second of all, shut up. Because
okay.
That's right. No, wow, 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 wow.
What's happening?
Wow, wow. You ever notice I sound like a didgeridoo?
That's true.
That's what I do here in my study.
Your normal talking is like a didgeridoo?
I entertain myself with didgeridoo impressions. Just like Antony and Cleopatra did in their classic tragedy.
They didn't do that.
Yeah.
They did that at the beginning of Survivor, I know, one season.
Much like Titus Andronicles. What's
his name?
Titus Andronicus. He did that when he was talking to Othello. He said, no, wow, wow, wow.
Nope.
Wow.
Doesn't appear anywhere in Shakespeare.
And Othello said, hey, Iago, back off. Or else the deadly virus will kill everyone.
There's no virus in any of those.
Why don't you read Shakespeare, lady?
Shakespeare.
Do you have a study?
No, no one has a study.
So. Shut up, then.
Who has a study?
I have a study.
You don't have a study.
Would you like a snifter of brandy?
You're Vin Diesel. You don't have... No, I wouldn't.
Would you like some of my pipe?
No.
Whoa.
That's what she said.
I remember watching a interview talking about how, you know, he really picks movies with meaning and all this kind of stuff. And I think it was like shortly after he was talking about one of the Triple X films. But then I think that was, and then after it came out, like The Pacifier, where he was like a babysitter or something like that. It was like, yeah. Really good films there, Vin Diesel. So
Fast and the Furious 7 was quite an intellectual thriller for me. I mean,
I was going to say,
you know, it just harkens back to those classics and to those eternal themes that just drive humanity through. Never mind. I never saw that movie.
Last clip. This one's a little long.
Talk about David Hasselhoff.
Let's.
David Hasselhoff is bad. And he's got a website now, DavidHasselhoff.com. Mm-hmm. And he's also a judge on America's Got Talent.
Right.
Which tells me all I need to know about America's Got Talent. Which is, Hasselhoff is a judge.
Yeah.
But now he's been so obsessed with it, calling himself the Hoff and Hass and the Hoff, and he's play on words and stuff. He was judging a contestant the other night on America's Got Talent, and this happened.
I love the choreography. I love the choice of clothing, and I loved your attitude. It's so damn positive. Oh. Because you know what? You know what?
This is for you,
Kim. He pulls down his pants.
He pulled his pants down.
Oh, you do?
It says back Hoff.
Thank you, guys.
And it says back Hoff. Back Hoff, Lisa. Back Hoff.
Don't you get it? I don't.
Back Hoff.
I don't even get it in relationship to what he was saying to the person.
Back Hoff.
Okay.
I think he was saying to one of the other judges.
Oh.
And then
Then
you go to his website, which is a social networking website, which is supposed to be like MySpace or Facebook or one of those.
I'm sure it'll take off and be bigger than any of those.
He says there are 13,000 people that are already registered to, quote, get the conversation started around Hasselhoff. And you go to his website, and it doesn't say click here for phone messages. It just starts playing them.
Hey, it's the Hoff with a very important public service announcement. If you're going to leave your cell phone on, make sure that it is easily reachable so you don't find yourself in an embarrassing situation having an international pop culture icon having to stall and smooth things over while you're disturbing someone's first date or wedding anniversary or first day off in weeks. Not cool. Hoff off.
He ends it with Hoff off, which
no.
I'm not sure I understand. International
no.
pop culture icon, Lisa.
Hi, it's David Hasselhoff, the Hoff, and I'm trapped in this phone. If you can hear this, pick me up and answer me. Hello? Hello? I'm Hoff off. I'm Hoff and running soon. All right. I'm halfway out of here. Have a Hoffy day.
See? Because his name is...
Does
Hoff.
Think that's funny?
Yes. These rotate. This is what you get when you go to a site.
Hi, it's the Hoff. You may wonder what I'm doing on your phone. I'm just being Hoffalicious with my signature brand of Hoffism. It's kind of like Fergalicious, but with less cleavage, no booty shorts, and a little more Hoffitude, and a little less Fergitude. Fergitude. It doesn't have the same ring, does it? I mean, it's not a Hoffularity contest. Well, actually, it is.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's David Hasselhoff. So we thought it would be time to perhaps check in with the Hoff. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hello. God.
Did somebody ask you for answering machine messages?
Hello.
We're here.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hoff off.
You know that doesn't make sense, right?
Back Hoff.
Right. That,
yeah.
That,
back Hoff.
That sort of makes sense, but Hoff off is...
What's Hoffitude?
It's Hoffitude. It's like Fergitude, but with less yearning in your pants.
I guess that's good.
Hoff.
How's the site going, David?
It's hoffing on. That's hoff-tastic.
That's pretty good. I don't know what hoff-tastic is, but that was pretty good.
Yeah. I think it's really going to take Hoff.
Are you eating right now?
This is a mess.
Yeah.
It's off. It's hopping running.
Yeah. Your name is?
My name is Hoff.
Right. Your name is Hoff.
Hasselhoff.
We get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Calling about your, your social networking site.
Oh, Hoff Space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hoff Space.
It's a
chat room and all kinds of good stuff.
It's a chat Hoff. Room.
What?
That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work at all.
It's a chat room. Hoff.
You can't really put Hoff in everything.
Yes, I can.
Well, you can, but it doesn't sound good.
Sense. I have to.
Why?
This is the only way I can make money.
Oh.
America's Got Talent.
Yes, that's correct. You're a judge on there. You get paid for that, right?
Yes.
All right. Are you all right?
You go see it every Tuesday night on Hoff BC.
That doesn't even make sense.
And be Hoff C.
No.
It doesn't work, David.
Mm. 8 o'clock. It's on the 8 o'clock Hoff.
It doesn't even.
This is just sad. It's not
even. A lot of people have talent in America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
America's Got Talent Hoff.
You can't work.
Talent.
That doesn't work.
Talent. Hoffitude.
I think maybe if you use them a little less frequently, maybe they would be a little funnier. But you try to work it in on everything.
Well, listen, I'm all right.
I didn't ask. Are you okay?
Nope.
Okay.
Nice. Are you on Hoff Space?
Not right this second.
You should be on it.
How come?
Because there's a lot of people coming together and just talking over me.
Right. Talking about you.
I'm an international pop icon.
That's what I hear, yeah.
I'm bringing the people together.
Right.
So that they can be...
Meet each other.
Oh.
Social networking. Are you all right?
God.
What?
I'm so drunk.
I'm kind of drunk.
I drink Hofka.
Hofka.
Vodka.
Vodka. That doesn't work.
Vodka and Hofj.
Not every word.
Screwdriver.
You can't do that with every word, David.
Or a marhoftini.
No.
I like a marhoftini.
No.
With hovlovs. Hoffles.
Olives?
Hoffles.
Yeah, that doesn't work either.
This with ice hoff.
It's a little too...
Hoff ice.
Wouldn't you say it's a little too early to be drinking this hard?
What time is it?
It's like 6:16 in the morning.
No, I'm behind.
What do you mean you're behind?
If I don't start drinking by 5, I die.
Jeez.
That'll put me in a hoffin. Bury me in a hoffin.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, that almost worked.
The hoff is back. Yeah. Oh, this is a mess.
Yeah.
This is horrible. This is a mess.
David?
I'm all right.
You okay?
Nope.
You're not okay. You are okay.
This is a mess.
What's hoffening?
No, you didn't. She did that better than you won one take.
Well, she's sober.
That's true.
She's got that going for her.
That's true.
Average. Yeah. Off boy. All right, this is half off.
That doesn't make sense either, by the way.
Half off.
What does half off mean?
Half on, half off.
You're not the clapper.
I'm the hopper. Yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Okay, good.
This is a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need us to send someone?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
No?
What?
Yes or no?
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's a yes.
Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Go half yourself.
Ralph and the voice changer is so funny.
He's another Vin Diesel type.
Oh, yeah. Takes himself very seriously. When's their movie coming out? I want them together.
Right. David Hasselhoff will be his dad. They wind up taking care of a baby, but going on some kind of action adventure in space.
Who are you?
I'm David Hasselhoff.
Hooray!
Those are orphan clips. I sent those to Bean years ago. They always talked about Hasselhoff, and he never played them. Damn it.
Aww.
Now I get my revenge.
That's funny.
Oh, this is a mess.
Can you say David Hasselhoff?
How many more do you have, Eddie?
I might have one more.
And I rode the Hasselhoff.
All right. That's the clips that need no introduction.
And Eddie's orphan clips.
Those are awesome.
The Hasselhoff hour. This is Lindsay from the Beanie Gang, and this is Quitters Never Give Up. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.